a student is sexually assaulted, they have the right under the Title IX section of the Education Amendments Act to file a claim. But what is supposed to happen after that claim is filed is a mystery for many.
Could you walk me through the process of how a student could file a complaint with the university if they were sexually assaulted, and what would happen with that complaint afterwards?
I can give you some of the process because I am not a Title IX expert.
That was Amanda DeRio, the Sexual Assault Misconduct Information Coordinator at Utah State University. Like DeRio, the majority of students at Utah State don't know what is supposed to happen if a student filed a Title IX report saying that they were sexually assaulted. A survey conducted by the university shows that 52.4% of students don't know what happens when a student files a claim that they were sexually assaulted. Title IX requires an institution like Utah State to provide the survivor with living or academic accommodations and the right to notify law enforcement, but how that is done varies from institution to institution. The United States Department of Justice is currently investigating the university for how they have responded in the past to claims of sexual assault. Until the investigation is completed, University President Noelle Cockett plans to continue the discussion of sexual assault at the university.
I think the bottom line is we have to talk about it. It's not something that should just be shoved into the back of the closet and hope that we never experience it.
University officials have not announced plans to better educate students about the Title IX process.